Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon sa programa, isang mother of two at isang may bahay na si Fem Larion. Magandang araw, Fem.
Magandang araw. Good morning, everyone.
Ayan. Salamat sa iyong oras, Fem. Alam ko medyo busy ka sa pag-entertain ng iyong dalawang chikiting dyan sa bahay dahil nga nasa lockdown ang ating estado, no? So, bago natin pag-usapan kung ano yung mga ginagawa mo para ma-entertain yung mga bata this lockdown, a little background muna about yourself. Can you describe your family?
So, I'm Prime Rose, known as Fem. I am a design engineer by profession and been working in Melbourne City for 11 years now, until May, which I stopped working. My husband is Mike, and he's working as a diesel mechanic at Toll Group Transport Company. So he's working in essential business, so he still goes out to work.
Mm.
I've got two kids, which is Paolo, my eldest, 11 years old, and a daughter, Phoebe, 3 years old. Yeah, that's my family. So, yeah, we live in west of Melbourne.
Pero akala nga ng iba, madali lang maging magulang. Actually, hindi, no? Very challenging, lalo na ngayon na nasa stage 3 lockdown ang Victoria. So, ibig sabihin ito, limitado yung paglabas at aktibidad ng mga pamipamilya. Fem, batay sa iyong karanasan bilang isang mother at ina ng toddler at isang estudyante, ano yung mga challenges o hamon ng mga magulang sa mga panahong ito?
I think our biggest challenge, like for based on my experience, is dealing with work. When I was working full time, the first lockdown until May, I was working full time. So full time at work and dealing with the kids at home, a challenge to keep them healthy, active, and entertained at home is a big challenge.
Mm-mm.
Keeping the home together and providing food, healthy food. The restaurants are closed, so you have to cook. My list keeps on growing, and every day, lots of things to do. Yeah.
Oo, so basically, pagbalanse ng role mo as wife and as a design engineer and as a mom. Yung anak mo ba si Phoebe, do you leave her sa childcare?
Yes, so Phoebe goes to a childcare near our house, but then since nag-start yung lockdown, I pulled her out.
Mm-mm.
So she's still enrolled, pero she doesn't go to daycare anymore since I'm at home to look after her. So what's good about being enrolled into daycare is they email me activities that they do at daycare, so I've got lots of resources for Phoebe to do at home, like the coloring and every activity that they usually do at school. So I've got it. So the challenge for me is to really make time for it because I've got a long list of things to do at home, and then you really have to look after your kids and make time. So it's like you're doing work, your professional work, and then at home, cleaning, cooking, and everything, and then being at for the two kids.
And I think it's a better idea din na i-pull out siya sa childcare kasi nga, meron ding recently, I think in the past week or the past days, merong mga nag-positive sa mga childcare centers dito sa Victoria, no?
Yeah, kaya like since nag-start nga yung lockdown and I'm at home, I'd rather keep her with me kasi nga it's a bit worrying outside. You don't know kung saan galing yung mga teacher. So, precaution lang.
Si Paula ngayon ay nasa remote learning na. How is it so far para sa kanya at sa inyo?
So, for Paula, since it's a second term or second time for remote learning, he's a bit used to it now, and he knows what's happening. And it's a bit easy for him and for us as well. And he doesn't need to go to school, so he wakes up like a bit late, but does his work on time. And on his school, the teachers are very helpful.
Mm-mm.
So I'm happy with that. He can call the teacher if he needs to, or we can call the teacher if we want to, something like that. So I think it's easy for us, based on our experience, for Paolo, because he's at the age na I don't need to help him too much. Like, he doesn't need that much assistance. Mm-hmm. So he's dependent on his work. And plus, the teacher are really supportive. It's just, I think, the physical separation from his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang talaga yung narinig niya.
Nakakamiss din yung mga tropa mo sa school, di ba?
Yeah.
Ayan. Ikaw, how about you? Are you more comfortable with remote learning?
Now that we have the pandemic, like what's happening, mm-hmm. mas at ease ako na nasa bahay yung mga bata. So I'm more... Yeah, more happy to keep them inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
So until it gets better. So it's a bit worrying when you go out, especially at the moment that we have high numbers of cases. I'm happy that my family is safe and healthy and inside the house.
Yes. So, mention mo nga, Fem, isa sa mga challenge for you is keeping your kids motivated and active and busy pa rin sa bahay. So tell me, how do you keep your kids educationally busy ngayong lockdown? Walang electronic gadget at may involvement ninyong mag-asawa.
So actually, may electronic gadget pa rin, but we use it as a prize, as a reward. So we set a goal, like every day we give them like little responsibility at home. Like if they play, they have to pack up their toys. And plus, I've got this, I've got a calendar, a kids reward chart calendar that I use for them. So every day they look at it, may mga photos doon, like it's a magnetic toy. They get ours when they do their chores, like the simple chores, making up their bed. Even Phoebe, 3 years old, she knows how to like pretend to make up her bed, but she makes up her bed and then gets the stars. So they've got all these, we've got a goal and chores for them. And at the same time, toys. May maraming toys naman sa bahay, and that makes them busy. But then they get bored easily as well, so you have to make time with them. So for activities, aside from the school, like TV sends me activities to do at home, there are lots of resources, like for all those parents who's looking for resources. In internet, there's lots, and also on if you connect to your local community, if they search their local library, they provide videos for rhyme time and story time for little kids, and free ebook to borrow. Also, yeah, we have lots of board games at home that we haven't used for a long time. Now we're using it like weekly. We can play Uno, whatever what we have here, Connect Four, or the board games that we have. So it's making time with the family.
I think that was 2 days ago or last week. Nagkaroon din kayo ng backyard camping sa inyong bahay.
Yeah, so we actually haven't had a real camping outside, but we have a tent. Like, we bought a tent a few months ago. And, yeah, we thought, why not have a backyard camping at the back? And so we had the barbecue, we had the real tent. And, yeah, it feels like we're really camping. And the kids pretend they're in the mountain or in the lake fishing, something like that. So it's just a fun time with us, like pretending, and then we roast them giant marshmallow.
Ano yung reaction ng mga kids? Anong na-observe mo sa kanila during that backyard camping? Were they more happy na merong activity na ginagawa kasama yung parents?
They're really happy when we spend time with them. So it's not about the gadget or the toy actually. Pansin ko, it's more on when we sit down and we really like talk to them and spend time to them, especially with Paolo na medyo malaki na. They really appreciate the time, and they're more happier and very engaged on what we're doing kasi they know that we're spending time with them. As a parent, challenges really make time because we have lots of things to do. We end up spending less time with the kids. At the moment, if the house is really messy, sometimes I don't care. I wanna you have to let go of other stuff to do the important thing, which is like make time with your kids and engage with them.
So you mentioned about the reward system. Yun yung isa sa mga nilulook forward ng mga anak mo. So pag na-finish nila yung chore nila, meron silang reward. Ano yung magiging reward nila?
So they can choose what's their reward. Mm-hmm. Like if I ask Paolo what reward you want, usually to play iPad or PlayStation, something like that. Because I don't allow him to play for the whole day or for a long period.
Mm-hmm.
So maximum 2 hours, ganyan. So I don't want him to really sit down for a long period of time. So yun ang reward niya. Okay, when you do this, you do that. You've done playing with Phoebe. You've done packing up. So you can play for 2 hours. And for Phoebe, her reward is like lolly. Like I want a lolly, a candy. Keep them
motivated.
Yeah. And also, I keep them active playing Wii Fit or Wii Sports. So, like games na we can play together. Now we're moving around. And plus, there's lots of videos in YouTube, exercise with kids or yoga with kids if they want to do yoga.
Ulitin ko lang, so activities mo ay meron kang chores for the kids na dapat nilang gawin para meron sila, para makuha nila yung reward nila. Tsaka meron kang exercise with the kids. And you also have coloring time with Vivi.
Yes, craft time.
Together,
like, because she loves painting, cutting, like that. So we've got that activities.
And kay Paolo naman.
So usually it's like the activities we do together. So if I exercise with Phoebe, Paolo is there.
Ah.
So we do it together. And even the craft, it's just a different level. And then after their work, they play together and do the chores, like helping prepare the table for lunch, small things.
Mm-mm.
Give them responsibility at home.
Bakit, Fe, mahalaga na ma-engage yung mga bata sa mga activities?
It's for the health, the overall health natin, and the kids as well, because they're very active and they can't just sit down and, you know, like for me, I wanted to sit down and relax for a long period, but for them, their mind and their body, they're very active.
Yeah.
So I have to plan, like, what to do. Like, at least give them something to do.
At ikaw din ay mamimigay ng mga educational toys sa mga magulang, no? Para sa buong buwan ng Hulyo. This is really good. Is this your way of giving back to the community?
Yeah, it is. Because, so when I lost my job last May, I had an opportunity to focus on the online shop that I've been wanting to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have a family gift shop, like practical products for the family, like something that gives value. Some of the products that I've got is for kids. So because I wanted these products, so I thought some parents might want this for their kids. I wanted the business making part is like giving back as well. I'm not earning yet because I did, but it's not a reason not to give. I've got a Instagram account, Prima Shop, AU, FB account, Prima Shop. If interested with some freebies for their kids, they can follow me and I'm giving away some toys.
Paano nila mapapanalunan yung toys? Meron ka bang pa-game?
So I send a post every week and they just have to reply to the post and they'll be in for the draw. Nothing hard.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.